Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuning in to the D Hour Show Radio Network. The hostess with the most is Miss Fabulous. It's the I Got Stuff to Say Show. Let's go.
Yes, 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 we are back. We are back like the opposite of front. It is the I've Got Something to Say radio show, and I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice, and we are back live. We also got D Slate and CK that are going to be joining us in the building, but I first must say thank you, thank you, thank you to all of our listeners. Today is Saturday, June 1st, 2013, and this is the Saturday Night Live segment, the award-winning weekend. We got a lot of things to give away, should I say. So nonetheless, I want to say not nonetheless, but nonetheless, because normally we do this show on Mondays, but we have been non-existent for the last, I guess, 5.5, 6 weeks. But again, I had withdrawals, and I am back per my boss, per the owner-operator of the D Hour Show Radio Network. Yes, I'm talking about no other than Mr. D Slate is in the building. What's going on, boss?
In the building, back again, D Hour Show, baby. We're back. I got something to say, special edition. Oh, all you KC and JoJo fans, you better get ready. We got tickets. Oh, we got tickets tonight.
We got tickets. I missed you all so, so very much.
Oh, EJ, we missed you too.
Yes, and we also have our correspondent, our brother, our true trooper. Charming King. Yes, I'm talking about CK is in the building. CK, how are you?
Welcome home. We are back. I am so happy to be back with my family. We spent too much time in the Bahamas, got suntans and everything, and I'm so glad to be back in the studio and getting back to where we do real radio. Come on now, you know. I'm happy. I'm
real
excited.
Radio,
let's get some callers, some winners tonight. And I know somebody want to go see Casey and JoJo tonight, so let's get it going, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for all of that. D Slate, CK, and yours truly, Miss Fabulous, back in effect. Today is the first of the month.
Yeah.
Yes. It is. But before we get started on our panel discussion on this evening, for those who are living in the Hampton Roads area, Norfolk, Virginia, and all of the seven cities, definitely you are in luck on tonight. So we hope that you get on Facebook, that you get on all of the social network sites, and get on the phone, most importantly, and let your people know that not only do we have tickets for the KC and JoJo concert that is coming up on Monday, June the 3rd, at the Atux Theater, yes, in Norfolk, Virginia. We have tickets for that. We're giving away two pairs of tickets, so we need you to be the fifth caller after the song Crazy and after the other song, you know, I'm not going to say what it is. I'm going to let it be a surprise. And then we also have tickets to the steaming musical, the parody of 50 Shades of Grey, which is no distinct relation, however, semicolon. This right here is just going to be exuberantly naughty, nasty, nice. Wasn't that kind of cool?
Uh-oh. Naughty, nasty.
Right. Yeah, mighty nasty nights. Right, exactly, exactly. I'm talking about no other than Spank, the 50 Shades parody, the Laugh Out Loud comedy. And both of these tickets right here, which I've mentioned previously, are being sponsored by Seven Venues, which is a corporation that basically umbrellas the Scope Arena, Harrison Opera House, the Attics Theater, I mean, the Ties Ballpark. I mean, everything you could possibly imagine by way of a venue. Seven cities have some form of affiliation. I actually want to give a shout out to the executive director of media, Miss Marie Hodges. Thank you so, so very much for partnering up with the D Hour Show. Yes, Radio Network. Now, there are a lot of independent radio shows, D Slate, CK, and to our listening audience. But is the operative word, right? And that's going to be imperative because you're going to need that in a little bit when you call in for these tickets. But is the key word today. All right. No buts intended. But I want to say that the D Hour Show Radio Network is extremely unique in its practice because we are able to do things as such, promotional giveaways and so forth. So we want you to overflood our calling lines so you can win these tickets. And last but certainly not least, we also have tickets to the original stage play, yes, by Garden Faith Entertainment. I'm talking about the play by LaMeika Williams and Patricia Kendalls, directed by yours truly, Tanya Poetic Justice, Miss Fabulous Show. And that's going to be going down Sunday, yes, June 23rd, 2013, at the Murray Center at 3 p.m. So with all of that being said, let's go ahead and get right into it for our What's Happening panel discussion. And then today we'll be also bringing you the fabulous news and birthdays, one poetic pick song, The Quote of the Day by CK, upcoming special guests on the I Got Something to Say radio show, and other promotional giveaways, and so on and so forth. So our executive producer, owner, operator, host extraordinaire, he is the man with the plan. He will be assisting with manning the phone lines on tonight and assisting with looking for those callers. And I'm talking about my boss, of course, Mr. D. Slate, is in the building. So without that being said, the time now, Eastern Standard, is 8 minutes after the hour. It is 9:08. Need you to get on those Facebook so I can get you excited about these tickets, tickets, tickets. All right, so since we've been on the line, since we've been in the studio, since we've been on our post, since we've been in the same space, not like my, since we've been in your book, not like Faith, we have had so much to happen. Listen.
Oh my goodness.
The Boston bombings, which is truly near and dear to my heart because I am a Bostonian. I am Boston strong, the South End. So I want to say to all of those people who have been affected, to the lives that have been lost, to everyone, the nation, the country, the global movement, we would like to say from the bottom of our hearts, thank you, thank you, thank you a million times over for us joining together during such a devastating travesty. Also to Texas, you know, everything that they've gone through. And now, for the second time, Oklahoma. I mean, let's definitely say our prayers, you know, for our brothers and sisters who are in these direct areas. Let's just say a prayer and band together as a unit, a country, just as a movement. Because, again, contrary to any popular belief, guess what? We need one another. And I'm just so glad to be back in the studio with my brothers. I love you all so much as my family. And this family is just so important, right, D. Slate and CK?
That's right. We love our sister PJ, and I love my brother CK. And I'm glad we're back. We're back in the building. We're back. The network is popping off again, and I can't wait. It's Black Music Month. Black Music Month, and I just can't wait until we get it in. Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, and well said. And I'm going to definitely be getting into some of the observations for this month, as well as special occasions for the month of June. It is so much that's going to be taking place. And when I say so much to include Father's Day, graduations, Black Music Month, the D Hour Show Radio Network anniversary. What?
Did you say my goodness. Did she, Did she say it? Oh, people, you don't understand. 3 years running the D-Hour Radio Network, 3 years strong. The whole week of the 10th, I guarantee, the whole week of the 10th, we are celebrating our 3-year anniversary, and it's going to be great. I mean, we're going to have some incredible interviews. We're going to have a lot of guests who are going to be calling in, just giving shouts out to the network and everything that we've been doing, and just be ready for it. I guarantee it's going to be a lovely week for our anniversary, and we're going to have some fun.
Absolutely. And speaking of the 10th, before I go ahead and, you know, join our brother in CK to give his remarks since we've last met, basically we're looking to have national actor, comedian, extraordinaire rapper. Yeah, I'm talking about T, meaning Tony T. Roberts is going to be in the building. If you're not familiar with him, he is currently running on the episode of Mr. Bot's Office with Bill Bellamy, Essence Atkins. Who else is that? Rick Fox is in there. Is this what you want to call it, a star-studded unit, if you will. So basically, he's going to be up there. He's done BET. He's done a run of various venues and various projects. But he is a hilarious guy. Had the opportunity to be the host of his event here at Hampton University in Hampton, Virginia. And it was wonderful, wonderful. Also, by way of guest, this month, we are expecting no other than the iconic, beautiful Queen, who is the it girl in quotations of the 1970s hit show Good Times. I'm talking about no other than art collector, philanthropist, choreographer, dancer, extraordinaire actress Bernadette Stainless, a.k.a. Thelma Evans, will be in the building. Yes!
Thelma is
now watch
be
this.
In the
watch
building.
This. The guys
are
going to
be
live.
Thelma's going to be in the building. Yeah. Y'all don't know. Y'all don't understand.
What did CK say earlier in the studio? He said, ain't we lucky we got him? Dun, 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 dun.
Ain't we lucky we got him? Oh.
Right. That is hilarious, hilarious. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep things moving. If you can hear me clap twice. CK, what do you got for us since we've been last together in the studio? What's been going on, and what's your thoughts on all the things that have been taking place globally?
Wow. With all the things that have been going on in the world, I've just been in a lot of prayer for the world. The world mm-hmm. needs a lot of prayer right now because everything is happening, and it's just too much disaster with the Boston bombings and Texas and then the disaster in Oklahoma with the tornado, and then the tornado that came through here in St. Louis. And it's just we need unity, and I've been in a closure of prayer and silence just to see if we can try to go forward, you know, bring this nation, this country back together, this world for the most, you know, as one. Other than that, I've been writing and just exploring a little bit.
Okay. Sounds great, sounds great. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back in effect. The I Got Something to Say radio show. We know we're normally on a Monday, and it's a Saturday right now, and it's the Saturday Night Live edition because we had to come back for a special edition because Hampton Roads, Virginia, we have so much in store to give away tonight. Sponsored by 7 Venues as well as the Faith Gotten Entertainment Group that will be performing Taylor May at the Murray Center. So, by the way, let's just jump right into it. The fabulous famous birthdays and events in June. It is 15 minutes after the hour, 15 minutes after the hours, ladies and gentlemen. So, by way of birthdays on today, June 1, we have Morgan Freeman. I love Morgan Freeman. His birthday, yes.
Oh, Morgan Freeman, yeah.
Morgan Freeman, yes. Alanis Morissette. We also have Heidi Klum, her birthday today, and Willow Shields, that's Brooke Shields' daughter. So happy, happy birthday. And the month of June, because it is Music Month, or should I say Black Music Month, African American Appreciation Month, we have quite a few artists that are born in the month of June, to include Denise Williams, Brian McKnight, Kenny G, Prince's birthday is on the 7th, Tom Jones, Kanye West, oh my goodness, the list goes on, Chick Corea for all you jazz fans out there such as myself, Boy George, Ice Cube, Kendrick Lamar, Poetic Justice. That's my guy right there. He wrote that song for me. I know he did. Yes, Nathan Morris from Boys to Men, Paula Abdul, Lionel Richie, Complete Séptimo Jappé, Solange Knowles, that's Beyonce's sister, right? And who else? Fantasia. So we got a great lineup of performing artists, singers, and I threw in a couple of people who were not of African-American descent. However, we got down with them. Come on, you mean to tell me who didn't listen to Boy George? Come a camellia. That thing is live. Y'all have no idea. Definitely no idea. All right, also in the month of June, we have several observances that stretch along 4 pages, all right? So I'm just going to pull out the more significant ones that I think that's imperative, okay? Beautiful in Your Skin, Black Music Month, Cancer from the Sun Month, and this is a huge one for me because I happen to be one of these people. Caribbean American Heritage Month. Yes, Jamaica and Cape Verdeans in the building, of course. Book, okay. So our brothers and sisters, today, and should I say this month, is National GLBT, Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Awareness Month. It is also National Bathroom Reading Month. Yes.
National Bathroom Reading Month?
Back up what now?
It's National Bathroom Reading Month?
Yeah, I mean, you have a problem with that? I mean, you had your magazines in the studio restroom, CK. What's the problem? Okay,
I'm honored for sitting in the bathroom reading the magazine.
Wow. But look, this is funny. National Candy Month and National Fruit and Veggies Month. Who does that? Put National Candy Month first, and then you put National Fruit and Veggies Month after that. Who does that? National Iced Tea Month, and this one is really imperative. National Migraine Awareness Month. Really?
What?
National Soul Food Month. I like that one right there. That is a nice one. Okay, now for this week in particularly, we have International Clothesline Month or week and Black Single Parents Week. So high five to all of my Black single parents holding it down for our children and doing the best with the best that they have. National Business Etiquette Week, National Headache Awareness Week. Well, that's me every day, other than when I'm on the air and in the studio. National Sun Safety Week. Yes, National Tire Safety Week and National Rip Current Awareness Week. Definitely be safe in those waters. All right, now for today, June 1, it is National Go Bare Feet Day, National Trails Day, and Say Something Nice Day. So I would like to go ahead and do that at 19 minutes after the hour. I would like to say to both D-Slate and CK, I am so glad that you all are my brothers. Say Something Nice Day. And there's silence. Okay.
I'm sorry.
So I guess you
have
nothing nice to say to me.
I had some little water sprinkled in my eye. I was trying to get it out. I'm sorry. I'm good.
Whatever. And to our listening audience, I want to say thank you for all of the years of support. And thank you in particularly for the I Got Something to Say radio show. Thank you for your patronage. Thank you for your support. And thank you for your consistency to support independent radio of Blog Talk Radio. So thank you. And that's saying something nice. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to conclude the fabulous famous birthdays and events in June. So the time is now 20 minutes after the hour, 20 minutes after the hour. The first giveaway that we're going to be coming up on will be tickets to the musical Spank, the 50 Shades parody comedy at the Optics Theater in Norfolk, Virginia, June 4th through the 9th, 2013. Giveaways are going to include for tonight two pairs of tickets, meaning four tickets, two pairs, right? So that's you and the guest for this event that's going to take place on June the 5th at 8 p.m. All contestants must be of 21 years of age or over for this event. Tickets are non-transferable. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you win the tickets, you can say, hey, I can't because I need a babysitter, XYZ. Think that out very carefully because you will not be able to trade those tickets or pass them on to someone. It's for the person intended of the prize or the prize winner, all right? And this outing is also perfect for book club, you know, folks of that nature, any type of thespians and girls, a girls' night out. This is also. And listen, this is not an association with author E.L. James or the Vintage Press. Since its premiere in October 2012, Spank has become a large box office hit with tour dates and, get this, over 70 cities. Wow.
Wow.
Yes. For more information to purchase tickets is at the Scope Arena Box Office and all Ticketmaster locations online at Ticketmaster.com or by phone 1-800-745-3000. That number once again is 1-800-745-3000. If you're interested in purchasing tickets, you can also go by way of Ticketmaster.com as explained previously. But we hope that you win these tickets, all right? So the time is now 22 minutes after the hour. Gonna go ahead and take a quick music break, and when we come back, we are gonna play the song that you're gonna be looking for. Then we're gonna need that fifth caller. The song that you're gonna need to win the Spank tickets is gonna be the Thong Song. What better song to represent? You agree, D Slate? You agree, CK?
I do agree. The Thong Song. You know, matter of fact, I'm gonna go ahead and put mine on while the song is playing. For real.
Wow. Yeah. Let me exit the room right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's been a long time.
I put it out
there.
It
ain't been that long. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Put it out there.
Chi-Town style. Now, listen, not only, ladies and gentlemen, do you need to look out for the song, the Thong Song by Cisco, you're also going to have to give me three things when you give me the call. When you are the fifth caller, you're going to have to give me
three things
that are in association. So you can get these tickets, so, you know, you and your boo, if you want to spice up your relationship, or if you want to have a girls' night out, it's going to be spectacular. I will be there in the building, take some pictures and all that good stuff. But I'm going to need you to tell me, yes, three songs that talk about your booty, your bottom, your backside, your derriere. Yeah, the fifth caller. Three songs. So think about that. Get on Facebook and go ahead and figure it out before you give me the fifth caller. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's the I Got Something to Say, D Slate, CK, yours truly, Saturday Night Live edition of the I Got Something to Say radio show, the D Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio. Let's take a quick music break, and when we come back, hopefully, the boss man will put the Thong Song on and we can get our fifth caller. Let's go.
got what I wanted. Fidget and I can't feel nothing. Superhuman, even when I'm Viagra popping. Every single record, auto tuning, zero emotion, muted emotion, pitch corrected, computed emotion. I blame it on a model bra with a Hollywood smile. Ow, strip a booty in a rack like wow. Brain like Berkeley, better at Coachella. I went to see Chica, she went to see Z Trip. Perfect. I took a seat on the ice cold lawn. She handed me an ice blue bong, whatever. She said she wanna be a dentist really bad. She's in school paying for tuition, doing porn in the bathroom. At least she's working, but girl, I can't feel my face. What are we smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste, little taste, Novocaine, baby? Baby, Novocaine, baby, I want you. But if I don't come, love me now when I'm gone. Love me none, love me none, love me none. Numb, 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 numb. Sink full of dishes, pacing in the kitchen, cocaine for breakfast. Yikes, bed full of women, flip on a tripod, little red light on, shooting, I'm feeling like Stanley Kubrick. This is some visionary shit. Been trying to film pleasure with my eyes wide shut, but it keeps on moving. I blame it on a model bra with the Hollywood smile. Strip a booty with a rack like wow. I'll never forget ya. You put me on a feeling I never had, never had, never had. And ever since I've been trying to get it back, you pick it up and put it back. Now I'm something like the chemist on campus, but there's no drug around. I like what I found, you. I still can't feel my face. What am I smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste, little taste, Novocaine, baby, baby. Love me now when I'm gone. Love me now. Love me now. Love me now. Novocaine, 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 Novocaine. Numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain. Novocaine, 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 Novocaine. Oh, for the pain, for the pain. Novocaine, Novocaine.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. It is 30 minutes after the hour, and we're just coming out of our first musical break, Novocaine by Frank Ocean. We do apologize. We were experiencing some technical difficulty within the actual network itself, so we do apologize, but that's not going to stop the process of us giving away these tickets to this wonderful musical, Spink. Yes, the 50 Shades of Parody that's taking place at the Attucks Theater in Norfolk, Virginia. Also, the stage play, Tailor Made, that will be coming to the Hampton Roads area also this month, June 23rd. And last but not certainly least, taking place Monday, the tickets for the duo, dynamic, iconic 90s group, as should I say, brothers, yes, Casey and JoJo Haley will be in the building at the Attucks Theater in Norfolk, Virginia. It is yours truly, Miss Fabulous D. Slate, the man with the plan, owner, operator of the D. Hour Show Radio Network. Yes, and also our correspondent, our brother, our author, our go-to guy. I'm talking about CK is in the building. This is our first time back since a couple of weeks, and we are grand, and we are grateful, and very much so ecstatic to be back in the building. Do you guys agree?
Yeah. Okay.
Wonderful. There's some delayed gratification, some delayed respondingness. So I hope all that, you know, are well. And we want you to call in and win these tickets. D. Slate, is he in the studio or he stepped out for a moment? Yeah, I guess D. Slate stepped out for a moment. Basically, what we're doing right now, he's in the building.
I think he went and found one of them donuts with a hole in it.
That is some hilarious stuff right there, CK. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for tuning in on a Saturday evening with yours truly, CK and D. Slate. We are experiencing some slight difficulties within the network itself. You know, it's been some problems here and there because of the weather and things of that nature, but that's not going to stop the show. We're going to keep it moving. You know, we break the toys, we make more, and that's our motto here at the D. Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, as well as the I Got Something to Say Radio Show. So what I would like to do at this time, I would like to go ahead and get into the song if we can, without some delayment, get into the phone song. We're going to need that fifth caller so we can give away these tickets to Spink, the musical parody. And then we're also going to be giving away tickets when you hear Go Get It by Mary Mary. I'm going to need you to be the fifth caller to give away those tickets to Taylor May. And last but not least, within the closing of the show, we're going to need you to be the fifth caller when you hear Crazy, as well as when you hear, yes, another particular Jodeci song that I'm not going to mention right now. Okay, come and talk to me. Yeah, I need you to talk to me so you can be the fifth caller and go away with these tickets. It is the I Got Something to Say Radio Show. Once again, Miss Fabulous in the building, CK and our producer, D. Slate. Yes, extraordinaire, 34 minutes after the hour. It is 34 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned and stay with us before you go get your boogie on. Yeah, that's what we do. We here in the studio. We working it out, right, CK?
That's right.
Well, stay tuned. Don't go nowhere, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, we're going to take another quick musical break. And when we come back, hopefully we'll have a winner. Stay tuned right here on the I Got Something to Say Radio Show. Let's go.
Guys talk about, you know, the finer things in life. Check it out.
Ooh, that dress is scandalous. You know enough niggas can handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the pitch? The look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance on the hip hop spot. You cruise to the cruise, you connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked to pop. Cause she was living la vida loca. She had jumped off the truck. And again, she had no special like what all night long. Let me see that song.
Let me see the beat go.
You know who booty got? Cause I got my thong. Oh.
Oh, oh. Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back live. We're just being ourselves. We're being serious right now. It is yours truly, Miss Fabulous, D Slate, and CK. We're in the building for the Saturday Night Live edition of the I Got Something to Say radio show. Normally, we air on Mondays, and that is still going to be the plan. However, semicolon, we had to do a special edition because we have so many giveaways. We come bearing presents, of course. It is the first day of June, and June is Black Music Month and African American Appreciation Month. Yes, and we have a lot of gifts that are sponsored by seven venues in Hampton Roads area and abroad. And basically, they have allowed us to give away tickets to the parody, Spank, the 50 Shades parody. If you read the book, 50 Shades of Grey, it's no relation to that. However, it's a laugh-out-loud comedy that's kind of like a spoof, if you will. So, you know, I wish you played, yeah, and CK, I wish you all were in the vicinity because this is going to be immaculate. Listen, they also are going to have audience members that can partake in pre-show drinks to include a specialty Spank cocktail. Now, doors open up at 7 p.m., and after the show, you can pose for a picture with Mr. Dangerous himself. Ooh, I like that.
Ooh.
These are some of the, yes, these are some of the remarks that a lot of the critics are saying. It is a sexy, hysterical, rip-roaring good time. A well-written comedy not to be missed. That's by the Oakland Press. A hilarious satire of practically every troupe in popular culture. That's by the Chicago Chi-Town. Who you with? That's the Slate's hometown. Yes.
Chi-Town, baby.
Yes. And definitely, once again, ladies and gentlemen, Spank, the 50 Shades parody, is not in association with or nor authorized by author E.L. James or the Vintage Press. So basically here in the Hampton Roads area, Spank is going to be made available Tuesday, June 4th through Sunday, June 9th. Performances are at 8 p.m. for the most part, and on Sunday, the last day, they do have 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. shows on Saturday, June 8th, 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. shows as well. So you have to be 21 and over to get these tickets. Unfortunately, it is not a child-friendly event. It's for, you know, if you want to put some spice back in your relationship, you want to have a good girls' night out, and good is the operative word. No spank intended, pun intended. So hopefully we'll have somebody on the line. You got to expound your mind. You got to expose your mind. We have a pair of tickets we want to give away for this. And for the other pair, basically, I'm going to do an online giveaway. So, do we have any callers on the line that want these tickets?
So far, no callers. Call in right now. If you want these tickets, 718-766-4553. If you want the tickets, please call in. Call in.
Okay, yes, definitely. That's our contest line. Once again, 718-766-4553 will get you in. We got quite a few tickets to give away, and we got a short period of time to do it, but hopefully the boss will extend the time a little bit out so we can get these tickets given away. This is sponsored by seven venues. And listen, also for the month of June, because this is American Caribbean Heritage Month, we're also going to be partnering up with some local restaurants who, you know, serve a West Indian cuisine, and hopefully you can have a date with yours truly for dinner and a show the night that I host that one particular venue. So we're going to work that out, and hopefully I can make that announcement sometime during the month of June, and that would be nice. See, my brothers, they're silent right now. They're like, what?
It's
who,
like
what?
That. Yeah. What?
Like,
yeah. What?
What? Yeah.
I see. What?
What? Yeah. Anybody got time for that? Right. So,
definitely, if you're in the Hampton Roads area, I know you wish it, that you were here in this area at this particular time. When I say this, it's going to be hilarious, hilarious. I read the book, definitely. You cannot read the book and have all the lights on. Let me just say that. But, again, it's not an association, so it's a spoof. It's going to have a comedic value to it. It's a musical. And I just like diversity in my palette. My food for thought palette, should I say. So the time is now 44 minutes after the hour. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. What we're going to go ahead and do is keep it moving right now because we do not have a fifth caller for the ticket. So what we're going to do right now is also go ahead and play another song. And hopefully, after this song, we'll have a fifth caller and we can give out the tickets. Going to take a quick music break right now. I feel like some single ladies is in the building with Beyonce, saying, hey. So, ladies, if you want to have a grand night out, right?
Don't smack nobody's butt. You know, Beyonce had that issue, so you need to be careful. That's all I'm saying.
Right, that is the word for these tickets. So it's going to be some requirements, derriere, boom, boom, bottom, you know, whatever the case may be. We need three songs that have the reference of that word. What is B-U-T? Yeah, that. We need the reference with that word in there, and we need you to be the fifth caller so we can give these pair of tickets away for Spank the 50 Shades parody coming to the Atrix Theater. And this show is going to be for June 5th, which is Wednesday, forthcoming at 8 p.m. So I feel like some single ladies tonight, go ahead and give us a call at 718-766-4553. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show, Miss Fabulous, D Slate, CK in the building. Let's go. All the single ladies.
Put a ring on it. Don't forget what you see.
sorry, girl. I'm just playing. I'm just serious. That's all. Yes, the time is now 49 minutes after the hour, and that was Beyonce say Mrs. Carter, which, by the way, is going on tour, and she's headlining at the Essence. Yes, the Essence Music Festival that takes place in the summer in New Orleans. Am I saying it right? New Orleans. Look, I'm from Boston. Okay, we say Ka, so. But nonetheless, Beyonce say is doing her thing, wife, entertainer extraordinaire, mother, beautiful, beautiful daughter. And that's Single Ladies and Gentlemen, written by The Dream. Remember The Dream? Yeah, he's off the chain. He's an excellent songwriter. But, you know, speaking of excellent, we want somebody to win these tickets to go see Spink, the 50 Shades parody, the Laugh Out Loud comedy coming to Norfolk's Addis Theater, June 4th through the 9th. We have tickets for Wednesday, June 5th at 8 p.m., a pair of tickets. I think it's going to be excellent, excellent. I will be in the building. And a couple of our other correspondents with the D Hour Show Radio Network, sponsored by 7 Venues. Thank you. Shout out to Marie Hodges, the executive manager, marketing manager, who is partnering up with the D Hour Show Radio Networks. So, again, we have tickets for that. We have tickets for the stage play, and we have tickets for the Casey and JoJo concert that is taking place on Monday. I guess y'all not ready. I guess you don't want the tickets for the musical, the concert, the stage play. Who does that? Who does that? D Slate, I see your hand. Who does that? Who does not call in to get free tickets? Who does that?
Who does that? We got time for that.
CK, who does that?
I don't know. I ain't got time for that, really.
Anybody got time for that? Right. Exactly. Exactly. I miss you all so very much, and definitely we thank you for tuning in, and we hope that we continue to have your listenership, your demographics, your viewership, your ratings, and all that stuff. We have some wonderful, wonderful guests that will be forthcoming on the show to include, yes, Tony T. Roberts, comedian, actor extraordinaire, Bernadette Stainless, a.k.a. Thelma Evans from Good Times, yes, and some other extraordinary musical entertainers, actors, comedians, and so forth, and that's just for this show, and particularly. So the D Hour Show Radio Network, who is owned and operated by D Slate, who is my producer for this show, but he's the boss, the man in charge for all of the network. He has some wonderful things lined up, and that's our anniversary month. It's our anniversary. Yeah. So hopefully we'll have some people that previously been on our show come back and share some good fond memories of their experiences here with us in our studios and beyond. So we still have any callers and beyond. I like saying that. And speaking of which, you know, D Slate, tell us a little bit until we get a caller. I guess we can talk a little bit. Tell us about your experience at the Comic View convention. I'm jealous because that's something that I'm tapping into. How was that experience?
Actually, later on today and probably tomorrow as well, I'm going to be posting some of the pictures on Facebook, on my Facebook page. I got a chance to represent the D Hour Radio Network at the Phoenix Comic Book Convention, the Phoenix Comic Con, which I surprisingly found out that it's the third largest comic book convention in the United States here in Arizona, which I didn't know that. But I know the largest one is in California and San Diego. The second largest is in New York. And I guess apparently the third largest is here in Arizona, which I didn't know, but I had an incredible time. It was my first time actually going to a comic book convention. And everything you hear about it, or you may have seen pictures or seen video about it, you know, everybody dressed up and people dressed up in costumes and different. It's all that and then some. It's almost like a huge Halloween party. I mean,
wow.
Everybody's dressed up in costumes, and you know, they're selling so many vendors there selling different things, and they got so much going on. Celebrities there signing autographs and taking pictures. It was huge. It was a lot of people there, and some of the amazing costumes that I seen was just incredible. And like I said, I'm going to post some of the pictures of some of those individuals with some of those costumes. But I mean, it was great. I had a wonderful time.
Yeah, actually, I would love to have been in the company of people of magical, creative minds as such. I was trying to word it in a way that it wouldn't be offensive, but, you know, normally African-Americans, and I'm sorry to say this, you know, our minds are not necessarily not closed to comic view ventures and things of that nature, but we're not really privy or consistent with that, so... You know, as an African-American woman, I think I want to go ahead and tap into that. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for the Chronicles of C. I'm a Nerd. It's going to be geared towards, I guess, the school age, high school age children, and going to be giving them a sense of them fighting the bad guys and things of that nature. We're going to be looking towards, you know, better ways to cut into bullying awareness. And all of this is going to be done through the equations of math and science. So it's going to be pretty fun. A little African-American girl, see, I'm a Nerd, is going to be able to save the world and beyond. So stay tuned.
It looks like we have a caller on the line.
Oh, cool. Absolutely. Yeah. Who do we have on the line?
Let's go to the line and find out.
Alrighty then.
Caller, you are on the I Got Something to Say radio show with the crew, 757-277. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Caller, 757-277. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I guess we have someone that's shy.
Don't be shy. We won't bite.
Don't be scary.
I mean, we got free tickets to give out, caller. I mean, 757-277. What's your name? Where are you calling from? We got free tickets for you.
Right. Well, hopefully they'll be unshy and they'll call back. Definitely right now we're giving away tickets for Spank the 50 Shades parody, Laugh Out Loud comedy coming to Norfolk Attics Theater. It is going to be a riot. Your inner goodness will be laughing out loud. It's a clever re-imaging of the characters as they come alive hysterically, comedically, musically, and steaming performances that led to the hunk of the gray tie, plus a lot of other surprises. So to learn more about it, spankshow.com. And we're giving away tickets on the I Got Something to Say radio show. And if you don't win the tickets, tickets are also made available between $29 and $39. So you can get two tickets, are going to be valued at almost $100, and you can win them if you give us a call right now at 718-766-4553. Yes, we want you to give us a call. Is our person that's shy still on the line?
I don't think so.
Okay, I guess they'll try that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do is take another musical break, and we're just going to keep things moving. If you can hear me clap twice, it is 57 minutes after the hour. Yes, 57 minutes after the hour. Maybe they're a little shy on the spank. Don't be shy. Embrace yourself. You know, because this is also Love Yourself Month. Is it Beauty Within Your Own Skin Month? Something like that. I'm going to research it. But nonetheless, it is the first of the month. It is June. It is Black Music Month. It is all of those
it's
things
of
greatness. Wake up. Gotta get those tickets. I feel like I'm going to say, come and knock at your door. More that Three's Company. We'll be waiting for you. They're going to make a rap song. Imagine people start making rap songs out of sitcom theme songs. That would be hot.
Honestly, I know a cat that's really talented like that who does who's done rap songs out of names of candy bars, cartoons. All you gotta do is go to what is his name? He's on YouTube. What is this dude's name? It's right on the tip of my tongue. What is his name? Daystorm. His name is Daystorm. D-E-S-T-O-R-M. Go to YouTube, look up Daystorm. He has some of the most phenomenal videos I have ever seen somebody put on YouTube.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yes. This dude, I've seen him do rap songs and covers, and the way he puts it together, it's, oh, my goodness. I guarantee it, you are going to be amazed when you see it.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm going to work on that, you know, because two of my favorite sitcom show songs, one being Good Times, two being Three's Company, I love that song. And then my other favorite song is Cheers. When'd you like to get away? Yo, sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And you're always glad you came. Be the
I'm real big on sitcom theme songs and stuff like that. I love sitcom theme songs.
Me too. I mean, you know what? And by always, and we're going to go here and then we're going to keep it moving. Remember Hill Street Blues? Oh, my God. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And Taxi? Oh, my God. I can go on and on for days. What is it, Jimmy? Yes. That's classic. GK's like, what? Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, the hour is the hour. It is 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is the top of the hour and everywhere else. We hope that you are enjoying our show. I'm having a great time. You know, it can just be me and the paint on the wall. I'll be like, get it. Because, you know, life is to be celebrated by all means necessary. So we got a little bit more time. We got to get it away.
We got a call on the line. Let's get to the line, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, let's get to
the line. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. You're on with the crew, 757-567. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Tracy Humphrey, and I'm calling from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Well, Tracy, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
We're
good.
Yes. Well, Tracy, are you calling in for the tickets for Spank, the 50 Shades parody?
I'm calling in for the tickets.
Yes. Yeah, let's give her a round of applause, everybody in the studio. Yay, Tracy! Yay. On the count of three. One, two, three. Tracy! We're goofy, Tracy. Well, Tracy, there you go, Tracy. Well, Tracy, you're not off the line yet. Congratulations for winning the tickets for Spank the 50 Shades parody. Are you 21 and over? First and foremost.
Yes.
Okay, that
know,
is wonderful.
You sound like you're 18 now. I don't know.
Yeah.
You sound like
right. Thank you. No, my son will be 21 in a couple of days.
All right, now.
Yes. Well, Tracy, you have won Spank the 50 Shades parody. It's going to be a hilariously new comedy that brings all naughty fun to the best-selling book of your life. And again, if you can get there a little bit earlier, they're going to have made available for people to partake in cocktails, I'm sure at a small fee or what have you, and to be able to take pictures with Mr. Dangerous himself. So you have won a pair of tickets for June the 5th. At 8 p.m. at the Audix Theater. Are you familiar with that venue?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now, Tracy, one more thing that you have to do for us in order to walk away with your name on the roll call, okay? I need you to give me three songs, Tracy, that includes the word but derriere bottom, shake a boom boom. Give us three songs, and then you and a guest will be in the place on Wednesday.
Now, what was that? I missed that part.
Okay, I need you to give me three songs, Tracy, that have the word butt, booty, bottom, whatever. Because, you know, Spank, you're going to Spank. So I need you to give me three references of a song that have that word in there somewhere. It doesn't matter. First, second, middle, end. Let me give you a hint for one of them.
You said butt, bottom, and booty?
Yes. Three songs. You can do it, Tracy.
Okay. Yes, starter in. Anything that got butt in it.
Anything.
Bootylicious. Bootylicious.
Bootylicious. Ding, ding, ding. Two more, Tracy.
so all. Look.
And a friend. Okay,
it's
you get two more.
I'm sorry. Two more? Okay.
She asked her friends. I hope they're going with you, Tracy.
I know.
Okay, let me help you out. I'm going to give you one. Tracy, I'm going to give you one, and then you come up with one more, okay?
Okay.
Doing the, what's the rest of the song? Doing the what?
Doing the bump.
Doing the bump by EU. Okay, I gave you that one. Right.
Okay.
And one more. And let's dance. Let's shout. Shake your blank to the ground.
Or
automatic. Should I bring it back right now? Let me bring it back now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are cracking that. Let me tell you, our last winner that we had the tickets for Spain, I kept calling the lady Tracy. Her name is not Tracy. So shout out to Francine and congratulations. She just won four tickets for Girls Night Out. And they're going to have
CK,
a blast.
CK, we kept calling her Tracy. Her name was Francine.
Her name was Francine.
Say what?
We kept calling her Tracy, and her name was Francine. We was like, yeah, Tracy, yeah. She's like, my name is Francine. I was like, I know she was like, damn, are they going to give me the tickets? They keep calling me Tracy.
Yes.
Wow.
So Francine out of Virginia Beach, Virginia, a.k.a. Tracy, she and three other friends, they're going to have a girls' night out, and they're celebrating somebody's birthday. So they're going to have a blast. So once again, congratulations, Francine Humphrey, a.k.a. Tracy, for winning the tickets for Spink. Now, we need to go ahead and keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen, because we're also going to be giving away tickets for Taylor May, the upcoming stage play. So what we need to do, and I'm supposed to be a radio personality, what we're going to do right now is look out for the fifth caller when you hear Go Get It by Mary Mary so we can give away the tailor-made tickets. And hopefully later in the month, we will be having an interview with the writer, the producer, director is yours truly, and some of the cast members of the upcoming stage play, Taylor Made, coming to the Murray Center. So, ladies and gentlemen, right now the time is now 12 minutes after the hour, and we are having a ball. Tracy, call it a sister girl. That is the funniest thing ever, right? CK and D Slate.
Oh my goodness. I was cracking
that
up.
Is so funny.
And she was having fun with it. She was like, yeah, my name is Francine. We was like, there, all right, Tracy. We just kept calling her Tracy. She spelled out the name and everything. We just kept calling her Tracy.
That is so hilarious. I was going to say so hilarious. It's silly and it's funny and it's hilarious all at once. And that's my new word, hilarious, for Tracy.
Shout out to my girl Tracy out there, boy.
Yes, a.k.a. her alias, Francine, a.k.a. Tracy.
Right.
Definitely you and your girls' night out, you all definitely, you know, wave or something, and we can take a picture or something at the actual venue. That's going to be fun. All right, so right now we're going to go get it with Mary Mary. We're looking for the fifth caller so we can give away a pair of tickets for the upcoming stage play, Taylor Made, that's going to be taking place Sunday, June 23rd at 3 p.m., one show only at the Murray Center. We need you to call us in at 718-766-4553. That number again, once again, is
D-Slate? 718-766-4553.
All right, so don't go nowhere. Keep it locked. We're about to go get it with Mary Mary. We need you to be our fifth caller.
So you can get it.
Go,
it's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.
You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your co-workers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent and together we are Feeding America.
Message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back live now. It is 17 minutes after the hour, and you were just listening to the very uplifting sounds of Mary. Mary, yes, go get it. Go get that blessing. And we need to go get that fifth caller so you can be on your way to the upcoming stage play coming to the Mary Center in Norfolk, Virginia on Sunday, June the 23rd at 3 p.m., written and produced by Ramika Williams and Patricia Kindles, and directed by yours truly, Tanya, Miss Fabulous Poetic Justice Shell. We will have a blast. The stage play is going to make you laugh. It's going to make you cry. You're going to be talking back to the stage, and it has some heavy hitters. Also, one of the radio personalities of the D Hour Show Radio Network, Lamont Ferguson, is one of the principal cast members in the play. Shout out to him, and shout out to some incredible people who are very talented thespians, producers, writers, directors, extraordinaire, that are in this production. Again, if you are not able to win the tickets, tickets are still made available for purchase at the door. So what I need you all to do right now is to call in. This is a family event, and you can bring, you know, children of reasonable age that will understand the concept of the play. It's dealing with relationships. It's dealing with how to challenge. And, you know, we all may be messed up at one point, but we all end up being tailor-made. So it's an inspirational play. It's excellent, excellent, excellent. Not because I'm directing it, but it just has a lot of energy and a great message. So 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553. Yes, go get it. The fifth caller, we need you right now for tailor-made. Hey, D-Slate, CK in the building. Y'all all right?
We good.
Yeah.
I'm in it.
We're in it to win it.
Doing good. In it to win it. In it to win it. Let me tell you, last week for Memorial Day weekend, people often get the two of these holidays mixed up. They get Memorial Day and Veterans Day mixed up. It's two separate entities, okay, folks? Two separate entities. Veterans Day is allocated for those who have served, be it alive or well, for those who have passed on. They have given their lives and their commitment and sacrifice to service. Memorial Day is remembering those who have been in the armed services that are no longer with us. However, their sacrifice lives on. We understand that. Shaken in agreement? Yes. Okay, so I had the opportunity for like the 6th year in a row to go to Fayetteville, North Carolina, where I normally feature as a poet at this place called the Coffee Scene. I love it. Shout out to Radar. You're awesome, awesome, awesome. And my Betsy and I, we had an opportunity to go to some of the memorials and some of the Army museums, which I love it because it's fascinating, you know. The 82nd Airborne Platoon and a couple of other things. I just love museums, and in particular, military museums are like the best. So, again, just get out there and, you know, on our upcoming holidays and be able to do some things outside of the box. Don't do your normal go to the beach and, hey, I'm going to sleep in. You know, be supportive and expound your mind. Expound upon new experiences, if you will. All right? So, and also for those actors who want to expand their craft. I'm also a part of another project, Employee of the Year, written by Charles Farmer. We're going to get him on the show and his lovely wife. We're going to be having auditions in New York. In New York, son, we'll be in New York on Saturday. Yes,
my
I just stand to be corrected. Son, yes. We'll be in New York City on Saturday, and we'll be having auditions. So look forward for more information on my Facebook page. If you're in the direct area and you want to audition for this movie that's going to be coming out, it is off the chain. The script is well written, and it's going to be great. Charles Farmer is also the writer of Incomplete, which the movie is just indespicably awesome and is so uniquely confined to just, I don't know, unique craftiness. It's ingenious. So definitely, if you're in the New York area, we'll also be having auditions in July for our Virginia people. So definitely keep that in mind for new projects and things of that nature. So without further ado, do we have a call on the line for the tickets for TaylorMade?
Not right now.
Not right now? Okay. Not right now?
Not right now.
All right, and just to put one more other thing out there, too, if you're in the Virginia area, Lyrically Spoken, which I was one of the hosts for like over a year, we have 3 hosts now, we'll be having our 1-year anniversary on June the 4th, Tuesday coming up. All right, so with that being said, the best performer of the night, get this, $200. So singers, poets, lyricists, if you bat your eyes and can tap dance or run real fast, faster than a cheetah, let's get it, because you may have the opportunity to win $200, $200 at Montego Caribbean. We're going to start at 8 o'clock. Yours truly will be on the MIC. Godchild will be on the MIC, as well as J-Rod of 91.9. So we will be in the building as your hostess with the mostesses for Lyrically Spoken anniversary event. The band will be the Blackout Band. It's the Blackout Band. They'll be in the building. $200 for the best performance of the night. Cash. Can't beat that if you had hands. Yeah. Yeah. So stay tuned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. All right, but now the time is now 23 minutes after the hour. Going into a little bit overtime, but you know, the boss is on the phone, so it's okay, right, D-Slay? You're the boss.
It's okay. It is okay.
It's okay? Okay. Yeah, okay. We're ready to give away 1 pair of tickets to Francine, a.k.a. Tracy. So we're trying to give away these tickets to the stage play. We got to move along because we also got tickets for, Casey and JoJo. So, you know, we got to keep it moving, right?
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving. Like U-Haul. That's what they say. Okay. Well, I guess we can take another musical break. I've never had a show as into where we have a plethora of tickets and stuff to give away. But that's a blessing. Hey. Well, right now, let's go ahead. I feel like, you know, being in the club, I guess that's what everybody is getting ready to do. How do you go from go get it go get your blessing to I'm about to go to the club, but don't judge me. Don't judge me. We're going to play our Black Music History Month throwback jam, and it is in the club with 50 Cent. So it is your hostess with the mostest on the air right now. It's 24 minutes after the hour. Miss Fabulous, D. Slate, and CK, we're in the building. I feel like, go shorty, it's your birthday? Maybe not.
It's your birthday. Mm.
Go.
50 Cent, I'm sorry.
50, right. 5 dimes, 2 quarters. 10 nickels? Yeah, 10 nickels.
Go,
yeah.
Go, shorty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the 850 in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the 850 in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's 29s in the club. Niggas heard I fuck with Dre, now they wanna show me love. When you sound like Eminem and the Hugs, they wanna fuck. But homie, ain't nothing changed, hold down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut, they nigga roll that weed up. Roll that. Watch how I move, I'm sick before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the letter, they saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, the niggas should tell you I'm loco. We been playing it to put the rap game in the trunk. So I'm fully focused, man. My money on my mind, got a meal out the deal, and I'm still in the grind. Now show me that you're feeling my staff, you're feeling my flow. A girl so with it, they die, and they ready to go. I'm in the club, bottle full of bugs. Look, mommy, I got the 850 in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bugs. Look, mommy, I got the 850 in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. My show brought me the dough that brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my car, my clothes, my tools. Look, nigga, I just came up and I ain't changed. And you should love it way more than you hate it. Nigga, you mad? I trust that you be happy I made it. I'm that cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. You that faggot ass nigga trying to pull me back, guys. My joint get the pumping in the club, it's on. I'm with my ass, the bitch, it's just mad, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. Just talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what banks for me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. If niggas hate the letter, make them want the money pile up. Or we can go upside the head with a bottle of bull. Then the way we fucking be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bull. Look, mommy, I got the 850 in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bull. Look, mommy, I got the 850 in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. Don't try to act like you don't know where we be, nigga. I'm in the club all the time, nigga. It's a problem, pop up, nigga. See you, nigga.
Personalities on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go.
Yes, yes, we are back. We're not in the club. We're in the studios. For being gone for so long, I start to have withdrawals, and I am so happy to be back in the studio with my brothers and my boss, D. Slate, is the owner operator of the Slate, or should I say the D Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk or ITL, and also our correspondent, our social media light, our everything, who is everything to so many people, CK is who I'm talking about,
you
and yours truly, Miss Fabulous.
And everything is
in you. Hey, we got our singular one. Gazing. You know what else does that?
Hey, I got some info for my peoples. Oh, my goodness.
What you got going on, D-Slope?
Here we go. Two things I want to say. First thing is, do you guys know who Liberace is?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, there was a movie made about Liberace, and
yes.
Michael Douglas is playing Liberace.
I saw that.
And Matt Damon is playing his gay lover.
His partner. Mm-hmm.
Now, apparently, the film was too risque for theaters, so
mm-hmm.
of course. Out of all networks, HBO decides to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
So HBO picked it up, and they're playing it on HBO, which I'm not surprised because, you know, HBO, they play whatever. But I heard that there's a lot of really crazy scenes in the movie. Let's just say that.
Wow.
A lot of really raunchy, crazy sex scenes.
Wow. Well, that's what I call a very talented actor.
The thing that kind of got me though a little bit about it was the fact that normally when you see things like this, it's usually up and coming actors or actors that are trying to really truly make a name for themselves. But we all know how talented Michael Douglas is. We know how talented Matt Damon is. So I was just kind of curious as to why they chose to do this.
Well, I would probably just say, you know, putting themselves in a position to be true thespian actors. It takes a very skilled actor to come out of their self, their values, their skill set to be able to put themselves in the lead of somebody else's life. So, I mean, personally, you know, being an actor, writer, director, producer, myself, I've played everything from a prostitute to a drug addict to a hearing impaired woman to a Chinese man to a white woman. I mean, I've done it all. So, you know, with that being said, I know that I'm not substance abuse exposed. I know that I'm not a prostitute and things of that nature. However, I played one, and I played a 75-year-old woman. I'm not 75. So I say that to say this. Maybe it's a stretch for them, and maybe it's an opportunity for them to grow.
Right.
Okay. I'll accept that. CK, mm-hmm. What you think?
Well, I was going to say, as far as PJ, I have your birth certificate to declare if you're 75 years old or not. But
I cannot stand this guy for real.
I'm going to pull a Mitt Romney like they did with the president. I want to see your birth certificate. We just want to make sure if that's true or not.
Right.
But I think, seeing Michael Douglas playing one role where he was like, hey, I remember when he had that little crew cut and he had wore them glasses and he was going around shooting everybody and everything. To go from that kind of character to in Fatal Attraction, also to playing Liberace, I mean, I think that's just growth as an actor who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a thespian as well. I played different roles in school, but from my standpoint, I think, like I said, it's gross. It's really a good thing to see them. You really have the guts and the contract, and it must have been really good to play Liberace. And then for Matt Damon play his, what called him back in the day, his driver. it's gross. It really is gross. And, I mean, why not? You know, go for it.
Are you saying gross?
Well, yeah, we didn't think you were saying growth or growth.
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 Oh, definitely.
Okay, I had to throw in the kill in the B, you know how she used to hear her hand? G-R-O-W-T-H. G-R-O-T-H. Okay, you say growth. Got it.
I'll go ahead and say that. I guess you can put it out there as a saying that it truly shows how skillful and talented they are. I listened to a lot of other radio shows that was kind of like clowning it a little bit, but also I want to take this opportunity to say congratulations to the new American Idol winner, Mrs. Candace Glover, for winning American Idol 2013, and I have to say, I've watched her. Candace is probably one of the most phenomenal singers I've ever seen on American Idol.
Yes.
The things that she does with her voice, the way she sings, and I truly want to say that if they truly do her career right, she can be bigger. She'll be bigger than Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, and anybody else coming up out of there if they do her career right. That's just how talented she is.
Mhm. I agree. I have to agree. She's awesome, and she's talented. It's natural talent.
Natural talent.
Natural talent. Mhm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we don't have a call on the line or anything in the studios. We definitely want you to call in, but we're going to go ahead and move about the cabin because it is now 36 minutes after the hour, and we're going to keep it moving. We're extending our time out. Thank you to a wonderful, wonderful owner-operator boss and his understanding, because most bosses will be doing the finger like, okay, wrap it up. We got it. We got it. We're doing this for the fans. We do this for the people. We do this for you. So it's the first of the month, so we want to give payouts. That's why we've decided to do the I Got Something to Say radio show on a Saturday, because we're live, and a Saturday night live. You get it? Okay.
Special edition.
And we're back. That's right. And we're back, like, you know, we're back. Yeah, like afros and payment toes, we're back. Okay, so what we want you to do right now is to govern yourselves accordingly, ladies and gentlemen. If you're in the Hampton Roads area, we're going to be giving away our last set of tickets for the upcoming concert, Casey and JoJo, which will be performing this Monday, June 3rd, at 8 p.m. at the Optics Theater. Ooh, yeah. Yes, they'll be performing there, and I'm looking forward to them. So we need the fifth caller to get the first pair of tickets. When you hear the first song, Crazy, after we play the first song, we have our fifth caller. We're going to be looking for the second fifth caller when you hear the song, Come and Talk to Me. We want to hear you. And we also have another trivia question, like we have for Francine Humphrey, that won the ticket. So that's just like a little added bonus. But nonetheless, 37 minutes after the hour, yes, Miss Fabulous right here, yours truly, the boss man, Mr. D. Slate, and our brethren correspondent. We're talking about TK. We're here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go. Let's go ahead and take a quick music break. I'm feeling kind of crazy right now because this has been a crazy, but yet crazy in a good way. Crazy in a good way. I love this. We've had a wonderful time tonight, and I don't ever want it, ever, ever, ever want it to end. But it has to at some point. So that's why we need the fifth caller. Agreed? Agreed.
Agreed.
Yeah,
we got them loco by Casey and JoJo.
Casey and JoJo. For Caribbean American Heritage Month, none, you know.
I don't know.
This crazy day, I do
can see you again, then I would go. If I can see you again, I'd go crazy.
Yes, we are back live 42 minutes after the hour. And, you know, this is Black Music Month, and I'm speaking to my 70-plus fabulous mother, and she's telling me I've never had an afro. Let me tell you, if I could reflect 30-something years ago, going to school in Boston, Massachusetts, I had an afro. I mean, it wasn't necessarily the same way she sent me, but it was. But this is great, hanging out with my mother here. She just came by, so I really appreciate that, and we're having a blast. And this is the first time she's actually heard me do radio, so this is momentous. I like this.
Well, Mama Shell, how you doing, Mama Shell?
Now you see why I have a DSM-4. Ladies and gentlemen, now you see why I have a DSM-4 diagnosis, okay? Now you understand completely. Yes. But my mother is 70-plus years of age and looks fabulous. Just had a birthday in May. So definitely it is a blessing. It is very fortunate. If you have your parents, you know, definitely, you know, respect them and be able to enjoy them because, you know, do unto your parents as your life will be long and prosperous. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I don't have my father, but I have my mother. And I'm going to tell you what, definitely be good to your parents because they've been good to us, and it's a blessing. So it's 44 minutes after the hour. I wonder if we have a caller on the line.
Oh, we do, Wendy. DJ. Absolutely. Yes,
what?
We do.
What?
Wow, we got.
Let me show you where to go. Hold on the line, boss.
Well, let's get on the line and see who's on the line right now for the KC and JoJo tickets.
All right.
Caller 757-277. You're on the I Got Something to Say radio show, the special edition. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Shanti Stallings. I'm calling from Chesapeake, Virginia.
Well, thank you for calling in, Shanti. I mean, we've been trying to talk to you for the longest. What's going on?
Thank you. nothing. I've been having phone trouble, so. But anyway, I'm doing great. How you all guys doing? Sound like having a good show tonight.
Good. Yes, we are good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Shanti Stallings. We're so glad that you were able to call us in. So I guess you want these KC and JoJo tickets, huh?
Yeah, something like that. That's why I called. I mean, I wanted to call and see how you guys are doing. The tickets are a bonus.
Anybody got time for that? Which city are you calling from?
Chesapeake,
Virginia. Well,
yes, ma'am.
I hope that you're able to walk away with these tickets to see Casey and JoJo at the Attucks Theater in Norfolk, Virginia on Monday, June the 3rd. So, are you 21 and over?
I am.
Almost. You sound like 17, 18. I don't know.
No. God bless you, sweetie. I'm well over 21. I'm a grown woman.
That's what I'm talking
about. I'm a grown woman. All right, well, Shanti Stallings, we have another question for you. Obviously, you heard the song Crazy, and you're our fifth caller. So this is what I would like to ask of you, okay? To get these tickets officially, what is the name of the group that Casey and JoJo formerly belonged to? And one additional bonus question. There is a former member of American Idol who is a cousin to Casey and JoJo. So let's answer the last question first. What group, musical group of the 1990s did Casey and JoJo formerly belong to?
Oh, Jodeci.
Jodeci, ding, ding, ding.
I got that one.
Yes. One former American Idol winner is a cousin to Casey and JoJo.
That I don't know.
That I don't
American
know. Let's find out. Okay, now, she currently has an album out, and she sings the song Truth Is, and she sings the song...
Oh, Fantasia. Fantasia Burrito.
Fantasia Burrito is the cousin. Yes, of Casey and JoJo. They're from North Kakalaki. Yes, North Carolina. Absolutely.
I know that. Wow, but yes. I didn't know that. I really didn't know that correlation, but I know they're both from North Carolina. Wow, okay.
Absolutely, absolutely. With Sean T. Stallings, guess what, my darling? You are going to see Casey and JoJo at the Attics Theater Monday, June 3rd at 8 p.m. Is that
Woo!
Official or what?
So Tatis, can you give me a good ooh yeah?
Ooh yeah.
Ooh
yeah.
That is funny to death. Well, Sean Tees, can you do us one other favor?
Absolutely.
Could you let everyone know that I am Sean T. Stallings and I won tickets on the I Got Something to Say radio show to see
there it is.
JoJo.
Absolutely. This is Sean T. Stallings representing Chesapeake, Virginia, and I want to take a see Casey and JoJo from the I Got Something to Say blog talk radio show. Woohoo! With Miss Fabulous.
Woo! Yes, could you hold the line for us so we can get some more additional information? And we
sure.
don't want anyone to go anywhere because we have one more pair of tickets to go see JC. I was going to say JC. Lord, I'm thinking about JC. To see KC and JoJo at the Altux Theater on Monday, June the 3rd. So hold the line, don't go nowhere. Miss Fabulous D. Slate and CK and Sean T. Stallings, our winner for tonight, is on the line. Don't go nowhere, we'll be right back. And I promise you, we're going to go ahead and take a quick musical break and play the next song. What song is that going to be, D. Slate?
Come and talk to me.
Come and talk to me. I really want to meet you. Oh,
All right now.
I don't want to pop the ball.
Watch out, ladies.
We got some Josie right here. Come and talk to me. And you already know if you want those other pair of tickets, you better be the fifth caller. We got more tickets. You better be the fifth caller on the I Got Something to Say radio show.
Ooh, yay.
Oh, there you are again.
54 minutes after the hour. We just had another winner for the Casey and Jill Jill tickets coming to the Attic Theater on Monday, June 3rd, 8 p.m. It's going to be a wonderful show. It is a part of their throwback series. They had Naughty by Nature, Belle Biv DeVoe. The In Vogue portion was canceled, and now the last artist to perform within that sector or within that series of the throwback series will be Casey and JoJo at the Attic Theater, which is a part of the Seven Venues. Shout out once again to the director of marketing, Ms. Marie Hodges, who has partnered with the D Hour Show Radio Network. So definitely we thank you, Seven Venues, for the opportunity to partner with you all for the Spank musical tickets as well as the Casey and JoJo tickets, which both Francine, a.k.a. Tracy, and Shanti Stallings will enjoy the show now. Francine, a.k.a. Tracy, she's going to have a girls' night out. So we're definitely hoping that they enjoy, and Shanti and the guests will enjoy the concert. Now, we have one more pair of tickets before we get out of here on tonight. On tonight, on Saturday, we would like to give out the last pair of tickets. Once again, our fifth caller, we have a trivia question for you, which, of course, you know, we'll help you out, but you need to be the fifth caller. And we'll give you and the guests a pair of tickets to see Casey and JoJo at the Optics Theater. So, caller, we're going to play Come and Talk to Me with the former group Jodeci, and we need you to call in. And then after that, we're going to close out. But no, don't be afraid and don't be upset, because the tickets for TaylorMade, we're going to do an online giveaway with that. We didn't have anyone to call in for those in particularly, but what we'll do something special for those. All right, so right now it's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Miss Fabulous, D Slate, and CK, we're in the building. We're wrapping things up. Need you to call in, be the fifth caller right now, 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553. No, my mama didn't leave me hanging. All right, y'all, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Boss, D Slate, it's to you, sir.
Would that be Come and Talk to Me by Jodeci?
Yeah, come and talk to me. Come talk to me.
Come and talk to me. Now, after you hear the song, ladies and gentlemen, please make sure you call in 718-766-4553. Now is the time to call for those last pair of tickets for the Casey and JoJo concert. Come and talk to me. Jodeci, we'll be back.
Oh, yes.
Yes, We're back live. It's 2 minutes after the hour. 2 minutes after the hour, we are just coming out of the last song for to give away these tickets to see Casey and JoJo coming to the Addicts Theater in Norfolk, Virginia on Monday, June the 3rd. And the last song was Come and Talk to Me. You just heard that. So we hope that we have a winner to get on the line so we can give out these last pair of tickets. You can call us in at 718-766-4553. Again, 7664. Oh, yeah, I just missed all of the numbers. I'm so ecstatic, I can't even get it straight. Yes, the number is 766. Is that correct, D. Slate? 718-766-4553. 718-766-4553.
What she was really thinking while she was saying the number was, ooh, yeah, that's what she was thinking.
Yeah,
so it's kind of hard, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to say the numbers, you know?
Well, you know what I wanted to say? 7-7-7-93-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11- Black Music Month all month on the public station here in Norfolk, Virginia. And a good friend of mine, Terrence Alfred Anderson, is one of the hosts for the fundraiser. So shout out to him. He's a playwright, actor, producer, director. Shout out to all the filmmakers and thespians and playwrights and all of the people who have a creative mind and a starving artist in the Hampton Roads area and beyond. So definitely, I got distracted by that. I love Shaft. Isaac Hayes, of course, is the man with the plan. Watch your mouth.
All right, huh?
Yes. Well, before we get out of here real quick, hopefully we'll have somebody to call for these last pair of tickets.
DJ. I think we got ourselves a caller. I think we got the call, the caller on the line. I think we got the caller on the line.
Okay. Okay.
So
who do we have on the line?
So let's get the caller on the line and find out who it is.
All right.
Area code 757-553. You're on the I Got Something to Say radio show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, this is Sabrina. Hi,
Michelle. Hello, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Michelle.
Oh, wow, this is a throwback. Now, you know, this is coincidentally. You put stuff on Facebook and you never, never know who knows you and knows you by your government name. I used to be her son's teacher. This is crazy. I saw your picture on Facebook. Wow.
Yes.
How are you tonight?
Fine. How y'all doing?
Doing well. Well, first of all, it's myself, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. my government, Michelle, the former school teacher. I also have D. Slate in the building and C.K. in the building. Are you going to be my winner for these last pair of K.C. and JoJo concert tickets?
Anna?
You know what? Let's think about it. D. Slate, C.K., should we let Miss Sabrina Hibbler be the winner of these last pair of tickets?
Well, Sabrina, can you just give me a strong...
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it sounds like she had something in her throat when she
I would say with that, I would say absolutely give it to her.
Well, Miss Hibbler, Sabrina Hibbler, and what city are you calling from?
Norfolk.
Norfolk, Virginia. Sabrina
Hibbler
of Norfolk.
Norfolk
is in the building. You are our winner of the last pair of KC and JoJo tickets. Did you notice something tonight, ladies and gentlemen? We had all female winners. Guys, where my guys at? Where my guys at?
They sleep
at the club. Right. Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Sabrina, could you hold the line, but could you tell us one thing? Could you let us know you are Sabrina Hibbler and you want tickets to the KC and JoJo show?
You want me to say that, Miss?
Yes.
Yes, my name is Sabrina Hibbler, and I am going to the KC and JoJo show, baby.
All right. I like that spontaneity and that excitement. What we would like you to do right now, Miss Sabrina, is to hold the line. We're going to take some information from you. And we want our listening audience to stay right here. Don't go nowhere. And it pays to be on Facebook when Miss Poetic Justice, Miss Fabulous Michelle, any combination thereof are up there. As soon as I post, she dialed the fingers and she dialed the number and she got our last pair of tickets. So that is wonderful. So shout out to Francine Humphrey of Virginia Beach, Sean T. Stallings of Chesapeake, Virginia, and our last winner, Miss Sabrina Hibbler of Norfolk, Virginia, will be in the building at Attics Theater on Monday and on Wednesday for the Spink Musical. All right, so hold the line. Don't go nowhere so we can get some information. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we will be getting CK's quote of the day, and we'll be closing up the I Got Something to Say Saturday Show Live Edition. Hey, you know, we know radio, so don't go nowhere. Stay right here. Keep it locked.
Well, PJ, I think I might have some BBD for everybody. Let everybody know it's poison around here.
You know, I like that because that's representing Boston. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts, and we are Boston strong because we drive cars. Poison, BBD is in the building. Let's go.
Yeah, automatic freeze in full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Yeah.
Yo.
Situation is serious. Let's cure it because we're running out of time. Kiss her lover.
Right.
realize check mechanism. Yah, 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 yah.
Hi, Shaquille O'Neal for Rad. This is not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Yes, we are back, 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 back. Yes, it is 13 minutes after the hour. We went into a slight overtime because we had so many giveaways for the first of the month. This is a special addition to our regular listening audience and our demographics of the D Hour Show Radio Network. We normally air on Mondays, and we haven't aired on the last 6 Mondays, so it's been a 6 week long coming, but I'm glad to be back in the building. And again, we're going to continue to be back on Mondays, but tonight is a special edition. We were able to give away tickets for the upcoming musical, Spank. We gave away tickets for the Casey and JoJo concert coming to the Addicts Theater, as well as we made an attempt to give away tickets for Taylor Made the stage play, and we'll be doing an online promotion for that. So congratulations to Francine Humphrey of Virginia Beach, a.k.a. Tracy, for Inside Joke. Congratulations to Shantice Starlings of Chesapeake, Virginia. She got tickets for the Casey and JoJo concert. Francine received 4 tickets for Girls Night Out to see the upcoming musical parody of 50 Shades of Grey. No relation, however, is a parody or spoof of that particular production. So I'll be in the building. And then last but not least, our other winner, which this is a coincidental. She saw the post on Facebook, and many moons ago, I used to be an educator in the Norfolk school system, and I'm talking about, God, this is 12, 13 years ago. She found me on Facebook, but she was the 5th caller, by coincidence. And Sabrina Hibbler of Norfolk, congratulations. You got the last pair of tickets for Casey and JoJo. So it pays to play and to pay to listen to the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go ahead and get right into the CK quote of the day, if he has some, or at least some encouraging words as we part. And our closing remarks, and then we're going to get up out of here because my stomach is in my back, okay? Let's get that straight first and foremost. Literally in my back, okay? Starting
well, you know, like table if you need to eat something.
Well, it's nothing in the refrigerator because GB already ate everything. I mean, you know how that go. And when you all were talking about backsides and dairy, I was like, please, please to the 5th power, please on all dinosaurs that are green, do not do the gong dance, GB, please. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, that would have just been.
I know I'm glad.
Yeah.
I know I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm not
trying
to.
I know the audience are, like, listening, especially to our new audience. They're like, who's GB? Hopefully you won't have to meet him tonight, per se. But give us some words of encouragement, CK.
Okay. Well, tonight I was going through my quotes that I usually read, and this one kind of pointed out to me, it made me think about my childhood and who I am. And as far as adults who are different in the world, so I'm gonna go a little Hollywood with you.
Okay.
We're gonna do this again. If there's any message to my work, it is ultimately that it's okay to be different, that it's good to be different, that we should question ourselves before we pass judgment on someone who looks different, behaves different, talks different, is a different color. I'm going to repeat it one more time.
Run that back. One more again.
Yes.
One more again.
Is there any message to my work, it is ultimately that it's okay to be different, that it's good to be different, that we should question ourselves before we pass judgment on someone who looks different, behaves different, talks different, and is a different color. And the person who quote that is actor Johnny Depp.
Wow.
Wow.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Thank you. You always have the most interesting quotes of the day. And I really, really take that in perspective and take it to heart, feeling and emotion. So thank you for that, CK. So what we're going to do right now is go around the room and we're going to go ahead and close out this wonderful segment. CK, let's go ahead and start with you. What are your thoughts about tonight and the promotions provided by Seven Venues for Spank the Musical, as well as Casey and JoJo, and the upcoming stage play tickets sponsored by Faith Garden Entertainment? We just want to thank our partners for partnering up with the D Hour Show Radio Network and allowing us to provide opportunities for our listening audience to be a part of various activities. So what's your thoughts, and if you have anything coming up yourself?
Okay, okay. Well, tonight was magical. It was a special night. I feel like we had a must-see TV moment, but it was a must-hear moment. Congratulations to all the winners. I'm jealous because I ain't there to see none of the shows, but it's okay. It's okay. I will get my chance. I will get my right to actually view these wonderful shows in due time. I was thinking about something you said earlier, PJ. You were saying that this month is National IC Month, right?
National, yes, IC Month, yes.
I really hope Ice-T doesn't go on air and ask everybody to give him his props and send gifts and everything. Ice-T, this is really just not about you. This is about the drink, Ice-T. I just wanted to put that out there. It's been on my mind
thank
all
you.
Night.
Thank you, CK, because you know he will. You know he
yes.
will. Thank you.
T-E-A. All right, T-E-A.
Yes.
God.
It's not just a T. T-E-A. This is not Law and Order S-P-U tribute to Ice.
It's so crazy. Yes, and what do you have coming up by way of projects or collaborations?
Currently, I'm still working on a few projects, which I'm not revealing. That's right. They're going to be some surprises. Anybody can find me on Facebook as for Christopher Kaiser or Kaiserific, or they can find me on Twitter at Kaiserific80. And to spell it for my people that doesn't know how to exactly spell the name correctly, is KaiserRific, and then you can add 80 to that.
Okay. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we thank you for that, CK, and just thank you for being a part of the show for the last year plus. We're going into our year and a half now. You know, we're past the year part and a little bit more, so I'm ecstatic about this. Maybe in a year and a half, maybe we can do like an annual 1.5-year show or something for the I Got Something to Say show. But we'll see. D. Slate, what are your thoughts about tonight, the special edition Saturday Night Live edition of the I Got Something to Say show, and any, you know, additions to the radio network as being owner-operator?
Well, first of all, I want to say we had a wonderful show tonight, as always. I'm so glad that we're back for the entire network. We're back you know, getting it in for the D Hour Radio Network, and I want to congratulate all the winners tonight for the plays and the concerts, and I hope you guys definitely enjoy and have a great time, and please be safe and be careful out there, as well as I want to give a special thanks, a special shout-out to all our partners that are partnering up with us on the D Hour Radio Network to give away these tickets and working with us in the near future. For so many other and different venues that are going to be coming up that we're definitely going to keep you guys in the loop about. And I just want to say that as far as the D Hour Radio Network is concerned, it's Black Music Month. We got some incredible interviews coming up, new music we're going to be playing for this month. So definitely make sure you guys keep listening to the network. We got some great things coming up. We got some new shows. Some new shows that's going to be coming into effect this month for the D Hour Radio Network. I'm excited about that, and as well as I just want to say, as far as myself personally, Be on the lookout for my media production company. It's coming real soon. I got a lot of great things we're going to be doing with that. And when I say media, you know, because I thought film production, but I say media because, you know, it's not just going to be consist of film and television, but, you know, music videos and everything else, media surrounding the media. So media production company. So definitely be on the lookout for that, which will be coming soon. And just know that, you know, the D-Hour Radio Network is back and live, and we got some great things coming up. And again, thank you to all the listeners and all the fans of the network.
Okay, well, thank you for that, boss. I really appreciate that. And publicly, I'm sure that I thank you and CK, but I just want to make a continuous public statement to say thank you for your support and being here and for the long haul for the I Got Something to Say radio show. And thank you to you specifically, D-Slate, to allowing us as media personalities and things of that nature a platform for us to be as creative and be able to do what we want within the compounds of what the people want and what they need. Also to our partners by way of Seven Venues, who manage seven entertainment venues in downtown Norfolk. Featured events include Broadway concerts, family shows, Norfolk Admirals Hockey, Norfolk Tides Baseball, Virginia Stage Company, Virginia Opera, the Symphony, and so much more. Seven Venues offers personalized services and many benefits to groups and almost every event and talent. They offer special packages to corporate groups, alumni organizations, military groups, church groups, and so forth. And a lot of some of their venues include the Scope Arena, Harrison Opera House, the Attics Theater, which is considered to be an historic black landmark that is noted. It's kind of like the Apollo of the South, if you will, along with Fox Theater in Atlanta. But, you know, we're our own entity. So the wonderful people over there at Attics Theater, I want to give a special shout-out to the executive director on the nonprofit side, Miss Gail Easley. Happy birthday to you. I hope it was very special. And thanks for all that you do, you and Miss Priscilla and Monty Ross, and in investing into the lives of these young people. A lot of shows and things of that nature, the refunds come back to go and pour into their summer programs and after-school programs. So, and also, Miss Denise, thank you for, on the profit side, thank you for doing such an excellent, wonderful job in managing the facility and venue. Now, on with June. June is Black Music Month. It's also Black Music Appreciation Month, along with so many other things. It's Flag Month, and it's also Juneteenth. And if you don't know anything about Juneteenth and being African-American, definitely Google it, research, and understand the imperativeness of Juneteenth, how it incorporates into being an African-American and having emancipation. Definitely. We don't know where we've been. We're certainly not going to know where we're going. You know, fair enough. Also, the anniversary for Lyrically Spoken is going to be taking place on June the 4th at Montego Caribbean. Yours truly will be on the MIC along with the other two hosts, Godchild as well as J-Rod of 91.1. To the best performer for the evening, $200 to come out. We'll be starting around 9 p.m. Free, but food and drinks will be made available for purchase, of course. And last but not least, to Faith Garden Entertainment, Taylor May will be taking place Sunday, June 23rd at the Murray Center, as well as auditions in New York for the upcoming movie Employee of the Year, written by Charles Farmer. I'm one of the producers on the film. Auditions in New York this upcoming weekend, June the 8th, and auditions in Virginia will be taking place on July, I want to say the 10th or the 12th. I'll get the exact information and post it on my page. For those who are interested in submitting their resumes, headshots, and bios for the upcoming film. So we thank you. Once again, shout out to Seven Cities, everyone in Seven Cities that are doing something, particularly Seven Venues, and to our other partners that are current and forthcoming. We thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We want everyone to be safe. Enjoy the show. To our winners, Francine, J. to Shantice and to Sabrina. Enjoy the shows. And remember, life is short and so is my real hair. This is Miss Fabulous, D. Slate, and CK. We're going to get up out of here on this Saturday evening, what's left of it. And definitely stay tuned for June the 10th. We'll be having special guest Tony T. Roberts, comedian, actor, extraordinaire, will be on the June 10th show. So that's going to be hilarious. And Bernadette Stainless will be joining us before the conclusion of the month, a.k.a. Thelma Evans, will be interviewing with us in our studios. So we just want to say good night. We've enjoyed you all, and get some good rest and be able to be a blessing into somebody else's life as someone else has done for you. We're signing off. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Ooh, yay.
Ooh, yeah.
It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the craziest thing to say.
But you're really cool.
Miss Fabulous, Stiletto Diva Throwdown, we locking the showdown. Sports talk, here comes D. Slate, with sports information to keep you wide awake. And he's always on the move, Mr. Norfolk on Say Something New. On the go with CK, turn up the radio for the quote of the day. Turn up the radio for the quote of the day. Turn up the radio for the quote of the day.